talking about the power of holy places, and it seems that there's a lot of similarity between the holy place and a Satguru.
Yes, Rana Satguru is a holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Is a real holy place is not Satguru. Why should he is a holy place? Because this is not a place.
Mm-hmm.
In itself there is no Ganges there, there are no Himalayas,
mm-hmm.
no sages who did tapas there.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because it's the presence of the Satguru. Any place is holy, the first place which goes to the definition is the presence of the Satguru.
Mm-hmm. You said we should make use of the presence, be aware of the presence. In reference to Shirdi, in reference to Pundi, Tirunamalai, even here, I feel to be aware of the presence, to make use of the presence, I need to know what it is, to be clear about what it is.
When you sleep in a bed, in a mattress,
mm.
are you aware of the presence of the mattress or not? After getting up, you say, oh, I had a good sleep,
the
mattress is very good.
Yes.
But during the sleep, are you aware of the mattress?
No, no.
The presence of it?
No. Okay.
But you are using the presence of it.
Yes.
And how to make, be aware of the presence is, to use it as a mattress. If you use it as a dining table, you are not aware of it. To use the mattress as the mattress and get the effects of it, he is being aware of the presence of the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
So there is what you have to do. And in other words, the more and more sensitive that you become, that you will be aware of the presence also. So palpable. And the point is, many people are not so sensitive.
Mm.
Just as the example that I give you, our mind is like the cloth of a bus cleaner, for instance.
Yeah.
And the trucks that you see, the cleaner, the driver and the cleaner. See his clothes, how they are full of oil, and dirt and everything. If he comes and sits on this floor, will his clothes get stained? Soil. If you have anything inside, the floor will be soiled. But if you have a white clothes that you are wearing, very clean, and if you sit on this floor also, you are afraid that you may catch some dust. And you can see the dust also. Our minds are like the cleanest cloth. So wherever it comes, even to the dirt, it doesn't see the dirt at all. And the more and more clean our minds become, then you immediately sense that it. The moment that you enter into a presence, you know the presence. And then it is so powerful. It's not something subtle. You can feel it, you can experience it. You can touch it, and you can grab it, and you can grasp it, and you can eat it, and you can digest it. Any holy place becomes holy because of holy men. Those days in the remote past, which is not historically, we can grasp, think that there lived a saint, a great saint, whom people almost thought that he is an incarnation, an embodiment of Shiva. And he lived and he took samadhi here. And later many people, it was the Tapokshetra here. Since those days up to the time of Seshadri Swami and Ramana Maharshi. So it is the place of the saints. And to me it is just like how I look at Baba Samadhi. This is other Samadhi for me. That is what in the Arunachala Purana they call Arunagiri Yogi. A yogi lived there, and there was the tomb is there at the northern peak of the hill, and Ramana Maharshi also once saw that the tree under which that tomb was there, but he couldn't go near it. Except that there's no permission to go. Even to Ramana Maharshi there is no permission. And he is called Arunagiri Yogi. A yogi means a saint. And because of the Arunagiri Yogi, this hill has become a holy hill. And because it's so inaccessible, people can't go there to the samadhi and do pradakshina or worship it. So the whole hill is the samadhi. Just like in Shirdi that we do mahapradakshina. Combining samadhi mandir, Gugurustan, Dwarkamai, people do pradakshina. Like that because people can't go. So the whole hill is the pradakshina. So people started doing pradakshina.
So these holy places become powerful from the people who have become holy there, not in and of themselves.
In a real sense, everything is holy, in fact. There's nothing unholy here. Because of the saints' presence, the holiness manifests more at some places, and they are called holy places. More and more channels will be opened. It will be more because Seshadri Swami is there. His presence, his energy, some people can connect with it. Some people can be benefited by that kind of energy. And Ramana Maharshi is there. There is another one. So that more and more people get connected. Not that it becomes more powerful. More and more people can relate themselves to it. A hospital becomes a super speciality hospital, that's all. But we people go with only one disease. Because super speciality is there, people can't utilize all sections. Before, only those who were suffering from such kind of diseases, they could go there. When super speciality has started, any kind of person can come. And it is ready to treat. So slowly they develop into super speciality spiritual centers. And there is another thing. The great saint said that a sadhana, a seeking, an effort which is done in a place like this, in the presence of the great sadgurus like Ramana, if you do 1%, it will give 10% result. That's what Baba said. If you give me 1 rupee, I will give you 10 rupees. That is what is called tapokshetras, because their effect, their influence is there. You are fully in their vibe, their influence, their presence. And you should remember that when you do something good, which it gives 100% result, if you do anything which is going away from it, it also gives tenfold also. That is why you see a businessman out there is not so businesslike. It's not so narrow, so jealous, so inhumanly businesslike. But here, not only here, in this kind of tapakshetras and spiritual places, these spiritual businessmen are more businesslike any other businessman. Because it comes in 10-100 folds. It's so much bigger. Because the danger is there here. The benefit is there, the danger is also there. So we should utilize it, we should be careful. So walking on the razor's edge, always be aware, we are here, the presence of great saints. If you do a good thing, it gives a hundredfold result. If you do anything wrong, the bad karma also, it gives a hundredfold result. Because it is the law here, whatever you do, hundredfold, take it. It doesn't discriminate.
Narayana, what is the benefit of giving to Kundaswami?
To be in the presence.
But nice.
You are like, just like the milk, your mind is just like the milk. It is just milk from a cow. If you keep it like that, it will be broken at some time. But the milk is just a stove. And the best stoves I have found is Shirdi and Puri. Keep it on the stove. Not near the stove, by the side of the stove, on the stove. And let the milk be boiled. And you'll experience this. Why is the fulfillment? Why can you lower process to the result of the mind? And that is the heat is there, the stove is burning there, the wick. Go and sit there as long as possible. Try to heat up the wick. Otherwise, after some time, it gets broken, and even the dogs also won't come and eat. If you throw the broken wick, that's the curve. The other thing, when you are here, we know that it is our choice, it is our love, it is our object of love, and we have focus, and we want to focus. And the focus is so beautiful, but still we are not able to focus. Why? What I tell you is, the focus is enough. When you come and ask me, is there any technique for me, for us Guruji, that we have to do here, any meditation technique? Who am I, who are you, something like that. I say it's nothing that you can do. It is just like your being is like a wet cloth, and the heat of the sun, Baba's grace, is like the hot sun. Just to keep the cloth there. The so-called darkness which she was talking about, the wetness, the ignorance, that it will be dried away. There is nothing that the cloth has to do. What it has to do is, it has to keep itself in the sun. That is what actually happens. But the problem is, the cloth doesn't keep itself always in the sun. It tries to keep it in the shade, or even after half dried, again it goes to the bucket. So we have to keep the wet cloth in the sun to make it dry.
So what removes the patterns is technique, would you say?
Everybody has to explore for themselves. They should explore their own techniques. They are the creators, the founders, the expositors, the teachers of their own techniques. When you know when you have the focus of it, you know. Everybody has the capacity to do it. Because
right.
The final thing what you have, you can't do anything. The final thing is done by the sun only, to dry yourself. But in order to make yourself available to the sun, to sunlight, that is only the thing that you have to do. If anything comes here, the so-called group sharings, the so-called niyamas, all these things come under the realm of just making a line and then putting the cloth on it. What is done is not these things. What makes it dry is not the line, it is the sun that is. The more that you can keep it in that, the sooner that it becomes dry. The sun is always ready to make it dry. Even if you are in a shade, it tries to give its warmth. Even if you keep it in the shade also, after some time it dries, no problem, no doubt about it. The sun is always trying.
When I'm doing production around in Hundi, the question of whether to go to sleep or stay awake comes. So, is it actually true that it makes no difference whatsoever whether I sleep or stay awake, or is there some value in the awakeness in the process?
Whatever it is good. That is what I always say. Somebody asked me, why is the need to go in Hundi? I said, just think that here that I am in charge of a washing house. I am a washerman. This is a washing house. There are taps, detergents and everything are there. And then I wash it here. And there is a line there in Pundi. And I hang there. Here the washing is finished. I use the detergents and I wash you. But you have to be there on the line. You can't be dry quickly in the washing room. Even though the clothes are washed in the washing room, they have to be dried outside in the sun. So there is there that made a line in Pundi. For some time in the sun, so it will get dry. And while getting yourself dry, what is that you do? You be stick to the line, that's all. Listen. That is why I say be there. Blindly in the sense, stick to the line. If you want to say, oh, this is too sunny, I want to go to the shade, means you won't get dry.
Is it enough just to sit in silence
and undo
each day for a while?
If you feel it so easy, do it. That's enough. The question implies, is that all?
Yeah.
I have to do something more.
Yeah.
Even if you can be able to do something more, just do that enough. Right? That's enough. It is as if it's just like the clothes are washed here in the washing machine here. Rinsed and then right there. To keep the wet clothes dry, keep it in the sun, that is enough. The clothes need not do anything. But before it has to be washed to remove the dirt. And if possible, rinsed so that it becomes dry quickly. So the washing and rinsing in the satsang and drying there. A washerman's job.
I say that it doesn't make any difference if we are here or there, but then also you were talking at the other occasions about like the clothes being dry more quickly in the sun than being dried inside the house. So processes or whatever it happens when we are with you being quicker when we are...
I'm talking about the help. The help that is given now is experienced in an intensified way now when you are near. Maybe at a distance you experience it in different way, in a less intense way. But I'm talking about my giving. My giving is the same. Not that I give more when you are here. You experience it lesser. The sun is shining always like that. It is the cloth which experiences that.